mustard seed faith. We want to talk about mustard seed faith. Sometimes we have to be reminded about the power and the possibility of our faith's potential. And so that's why we're going to be talking about mustard seed faith. Let's just have a quick word of prayer. Dear God, we are just so grateful today for your word, and we're so grateful for Jesus being our Savior. Dear Lord, we pray the Holy Spirit would open up our minds and our hearts to receive your word, and for us to understand it, and for us to do something about it, and for us to live by it. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Matthew 17, 14 through 20, coming from the New King James Version. And when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him, saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely. For he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Wow. And so we have this story here reported by Matthew where, you know, Jesus is coming to these crowds and the disciples, and this man comes and he is begging him to heal his son. And we see from the text that in this case, the medical prognosis was due to demonic power. And so we don't want to always, as Christians, jump to conclusions, because many times what is medical is medical. But we see from this text here, sometimes some conditions can be due to demonic activity. And so he's basically, you know, he's advocating for his child, and he's also, you know, lodging a complaint. Hey, look, your disciples couldn't cure him. And Jesus, you know, seeing that some in the crowd were the Pharisees, some were others, and he says, hey, look, you faithless and perverse generation, how long am I going to be around here? I'm getting, you know, literally, I'm getting tired. I'm getting weary of doing well. And then he delivers this child right then. So the disciples come in later on quietly, and they're saying, hey, look, why couldn't we cast that one out? And Jesus says something very powerful, we see. Because of your unbelief. Because of your unbelief. And so, friends, let's think about the background. Don't forget, Jesus had sent out disciples, 70 of them, to do the work, and they came back so excited. And Jesus put in perspective their excitement in Luke 10, 18 through 20. He said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Okay, that's the background. Now, when we get to our main text, when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him kneeling down, saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely. He often falls into the fire and into the water, you know, so that demonic spirit is trying to injure and hurt this child. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him. The child was cured that very hour. Then the disciples said to him privately, why could we not cast it out? So in the past, like as the Luke text showed, They were having all this great success, and they were so excited, and Jesus puts it in perspective. Yeah, that's great you can cast out demons. Yeah, that's great you got a control and authority over them, but you need to be more happy that your names, you are going to be known by God. But now in this situation, they've failed. They haven't had any success. And Jesus says to them, verse 20, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say this mountain, move from here, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. So Jesus talked about a mustard seed faith. So five times in three Gospels is there a word about a mustard seed. Mark 4:30, then he said, to what shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what parable shall we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, which when it is grown on the ground, when it is sown on the ground, is smaller than all the seeds on earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs and shoots out large branches so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. So Mark says the smallest. Matthew reported that Jesus said one of the smallest. You know, either way, if you go on the internet or you can take a look at a mustard seed and you see how tiny it is. But that's quite a remarkable statement. You know, and I want you to know this, friends, there's all different signs of faith. So there was this nun that was working for a local health agency. She was a hospice nurse, and she was out making her rounds when she ran out of gas. So it just so happened that there was a station down the street, and she walks down to the station. She asked to borrow a can so she can get enough gas to start her car and drive to the station for a fill-up. So the gas station attendant was very sorry. He says, listen, the only can that we had, we loaned it out. But if she waited, the person that they loaned it to will be back shortly. So again, like I said, the hospice nurse, this nun was a hospice nurse, and she was on her way to see a patient, and she figured, you know what, this patient, I can't wait. So she walks back to her car, and she goes to her car, and she's looking for something that she can bring to the station that can be filled up with gas. So she spots a bedpan. And so, you know, she's taking this bedpan to the patient, and she gets to thinking about it, yeah, maybe I can use this bedpan. So she goes back to the station, fills it up with gasoline, and walks back to her car. As she's pouring the gas into the tank, two guys walk by. One of them looks at the other one and says, hey, now that's what I call faith. So, folks, there's all types of signs of faith. And I guess those guys watching that nun with that bedpan, they figure she had bedpan faith. And I want to tell you, friends, out in the world, there's such a thing that's called payday faith. What's payday faith? You know, you mark my words. Most people have complete faith that on payday, whatever company they're working for is going to honor the check. The money's going to be in the bank. And this is why when the rare occasion happens, people are so shocked and the word gets around. But people have payday faith. They do not on Thursday sit around the water cooler. Boy, are we going to get paid? Will we get paid? Will they? No, people have payday faith. People just count on. They're excited on Friday. They just count on that they're going to get paid. Now, that's faith out in the world. But Jesus is calling us to mustard seed faith. I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. Now, we need to understand, the mountain moving Jesus was talking about are within the context of kingdom work. Okay? We're not talking about you having faith that the mountain of odds are going to be moved for you to win the Powerball. We're not talking about, you know, actually moving a mountain so you can cross the country and get somewhere. No, but the mountain of whatever resisting it is to carry out the will of God. Friends, I knew a pastor down in Southern Illinois who was rebuilding a church, where a number of young people came in, and the older folks said, you know, if these young people don't leave, we're leaving. And so the people left. And so he was left with the young congregation to rebuild and to teach these kids because they were completely unchurched. And while that was going on, he got pancreatic cancer. That mountain was pancreatic cancer. And at the same time that he had that pancreatic cancer, his wife, who was a nurse, got hooked on prescription drugs. But I want to tell you something. God moved that mountain, and that pastor is still alive, and that church is thriving, and another church was planted off of that church. So, friends, the mountain of pancreatic cancer was moved by faith. And so he's still alive doing God's will. In Haygood, California, I was there last year for a conference, and this church bought a piece of property that had an abandoned gas station on it. The oil company had just left it there, and they asked this oil company if they would clean up this gas station. And they laughed at them, and they just had no regard for their request. Well, folks, this church went into a season of prayer, and they had that mustard seed faith. And I want to tell you, a beautiful church stands where that gas station was, a church that serves the community. In that situation, that abandoned gas station was a mountain, but the mustard seed faith that the church had was able to move that. And finally, I got a friend in Princeton, Kentucky. They were housed in an old church that was falling apart. And that church and its falling apart was a mountain. But they had mustard seed faith. And their mustard seed faith was in the fact that there was a former bar on a hill called the Eagle's Nest. And people couldn't believe that that Eagle's Nest, that site of a bar, could be a church. But that church had mustard seed faith. And now on that site, there's a new church. And it was rebuilt, and that church has two services. It also has ministry to hundreds of young people to high schools in the surrounding county, all because that congregation had mustard seed faith. So if you have that type of faith, a mountain can be moved. Now let's consider again Mark 4:30-32. Then he said, "What shall we liken the kingdom of God with? What parable shall we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, which when it is sown on the ground is smaller than all the seeds of the earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs and shoots out large branches, so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade." If you will note that in this text about mustard seed, Jesus contrasts the size of the tiny seed to the outgrowth of the tree when it's fully formed. Typically, mustard trees are 20 feet tall and 20 feet wide, typically. Again, but when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs and shoots out large branches so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. Wow, a great tree. Under this great tree, a bird can nest. Think about this. With great faith that grows out from a seed, you can go from mustard seed faith to mustard tree faith. And with that big mustard tree of faith, your soul can rest. Your soul can find a home. The birds of the air may nest under its shade, the scripture says. Shade is what? Shade is protection from the harshness of the sun. Great faith, like a mustard tree, is a shade from the harshness of the world. A shade that can be shared with others, so they can get out of that harshness. Mustard trees, friends, are found throughout the world. They can grow in hot and dry soil, and clay or sandy soil, as well as in good soil. Jesus knew what he was saying, didn't he? Because if from a little mustard seed of faith, we can grow into a mustard tree of faith. That mustard tree can survive droughts. See? So mustard tree faith would be able to hang on in spiritually dry places in spiritually dry seasons. As I said, it can also grow in cold or hot climates, in good or poor soil. Mustard tree faith isn't dependent on a good message or your favorite song. In hot or cold seasons, it will grow. Jesus wants us to grow, and he wants us to survive in the hot or cold, in the moist or the dry. That's mustard tree faith. The mustard tree, there's something amazing about it. The mustard tree, even when it's severely pruned, even when it's cut down to a stump, it will come back. You know what, friends? Sometimes coworkers may cut you down. Relatives may cut you down. Circumstances may cut you down. Neighbors may cut you down. Your health may cut you down. Finances may cut you down. Online aggression and online hatred may cut you down. But if you have that mustard tree faith, that's right, mustard tree faith, you will sprout forth again. Green leaves and shady leaves and your own leaves. It's funny Jesus used this illustration, didn't he? He came as a cell tinier than even that seed, and he grew into the baby. He grew into a man like a mustard tree. And on his teachings, on his healings, on his loving, on his sending, the people found some shade and a place to rest. But late one Thursday night, they snatched him so they could prune him. They slapped him in the face and they lodged false accusations so they could prune him. They beat him and they scourged him so they could prune him. They smashed a crown of thorns to prune him. They marched him with a heavy cross to prune him. Nailed his hands, nailed his feet to prune him. They lifted him up and they stretched him wide to prune him. A spear in his side pruning him. And when he died, guess what? When Jesus died, they thought they cut that tree down. So they took the tree off of a tree after they pruned him. Yet early one morning, just like that mustard tree stump, which shows a sprout of life, there was life from the tree that was cut down. Jesus, the tree of life, was alive again. Jesus is the tree with the fruits of salvation. Jesus is a tree with the limbs of restoration. Jesus is a tree that has shady limbs for sinful birds like you and me. Jesus is a tree who is calling us to be like a mustard tree. But we've got to have faith, mustard seed faith, not watermelon seed faith, not sunflower seed faith, but mustard seed faith, so we can grow into a mustard tree and demonstrate that mustard tree faith. Friends, I hope you are blessed by this message today. And I hope that you too would seek to have not just that mustard seed faith, but mustard tree faith. So that seed would grow into a mature faith that casts out shade, that has life, and that will be able to weather and endure different storms, weather and endure hot periods, dry periods. And so if you don't have that, ask the Lord, Lord, please give me that mustard tree faith. Dear Lord, maybe I need a mustard seed to get started. But Lord, I pray that you would grow the seed into a tree.